So, just a question of clarity, sir. What happened to the gender ban? Good. It's a 50-50 policy.
colleagues, thank you very much. Thank you very much. First of all, we have been certain for facilitating and everybody else. Our agenda indicates that this is the end of proceeding. Please to say, colleagues, that with your permission, we would like to go away and prepare a program of action for the committee based on the mandate of the committee, which we will circulate to all members, and hopefully before we arrive at the end of May, we will have that program of action presented for adoption and debate, if that's okay with them. And that's really what we're going to do, so you will be informed duly that before we arrive, we will have a meeting just to adopt the program of action. Is that okay?
For Chairperson, congratulations, thank you very, very much. And I agree that as a new committee, we have to come up with a program of action. But there's an issue that I'd like to raise, and I need your assistance in this regard. We will be debating in the House on the 12th of May, vote to Parliament. And I know this committee is only constituted today. And maybe your assistance will be required in trying to make available as much documentation as possible to allow those of us who are going to be participating to make an informed, to have an informed input into that debate. Now, this is a bit of a grey area that POA has left, and we are here now, and none of us have had the opportunity to interrogate both two parliaments before the debate. So, if there's something that can be done in that regard,
we will do our best, I'm sure there is. The annual report must be available somewhere. We will make sure that members are given access to the annual report and the amount of documents that might be available. I'm sure we can do that. Looking at the table, I'm assuming that you guys will be the people assisting us. Yes,
thanks very much, Chairperson. Congratulations on your election. I think that we had a discussion chief of forum about this yesterday in the absence of Mr. Schiff, and we acknowledge that there is a lacuna that occurs between the GAA's lapse in the commission's commencement. And nevertheless, I think that perhaps when you consider the first order of business, that we go into an intensive examination of Parliament's budget as probably our first order of business, so that we can give effect to dealing with any of the concerns that are on the scene. We have a number of questions. I just don't think it's feasibly possible to meet before Wednesday next week. Nevertheless, I think our first duty should be to interrogate that budget. Call various special meetings and look at that. Maybe consider that in your program of action.
It is noted that we will take that consideration for adoption that they committee will be doing in the next 2 weeks or so. That's my business and
now there's a honourable members, I think we will discuss our sensibility as the constitution right that we should be here thinking Parliament of capability the society to ensure that there's a capability and our oversight mechanism. Obviously, to attend meetings like they have been plenty support that is required for the technical support for the meetings. So, as we think of the federal government, we see that there's a lot of players to assess. So, I hope we really work with the members and ensure that clear plans are being needed, guided by the case, and documented. Thank you.